Hi, this is a edition for Samantharding, SAANTHARDDING, Data Services 2-1-2023. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. Date of birth is 87-968, date of accident 2-27-2022, Data Service 2-1-2003. The patient, Samantha is a victim of an automobile accident, and she was in a rear-end accident. As a rear passenger, the right side of the car, she was traveling with several other people, and seven people in total. Impact her legs, mostly in the front, back, and both temples, associated with disease and vertigo in the big, as well as pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, shooting pain to both arms, both legs, at the level of 8 to 7, and both shoulders to the tune of 7, with more difficulty of lifting the right side to 100 degrees of abduction, and the left side was 80 degrees. The MRI, that one, showed a broad-based disc herniation, C6-7, bulging disc of T10 and 11, and a broad-based posterior disc herniation, T11 and 12. And herniated disc at L2-3, L4-5, with facet hypertension. The patient has undergone epidural injection to the lumbar region. The thoracic and cervical region have not been yet tried. The patient reports a significant relief, at least 20%, and she's also seeing chiropractic people to help, and her shoulder is now, she is able to raise 180 degrees, and pain is very minimal, mostly discomfort. And she reports that it lifts any weight, then it is quite painful. She is reading pain level is only 2 or 3 in the neck, mid-back, lower back, as well as both shoulders, both elbows. Her pain in both knees is around 5. Pain level varies from 3 to 6. And the ADLs are not affected beyond 3. General activity and work only affected 6. 30% pain relief has been obtained. In the system review, patient reports of headaches, ear ringing, anxiety. She denies any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, confusion, disorientation, loss of memory, or even any loss of balance. In the pain and numbness, patient has a reportedly pain in the both knees and right hip. And neck, mid-back, upper back, and lower back, shoulder. Bilaterally. As well as stiffness of the neck and the lower back. In the GI, patient has nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive pain, continuous of the bowel, muck pain, blood in the trouble swallowing, or any difficulty swallowing. In the G, no incontinence, urine frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the other days, patient report improvement of 30%, and there are no changes in the pain level, there are changes in the medical, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any of the trauma. Current pain medication is Flexeril, Naproxen, or Trium. And substance abuse patient is utilizing marijuana for further pain relief. And compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 186/109, pulse is 72, pulse ox is 100. After the exam will be from previous visit, January 3rd. 2023, dictation number 0113-040, and along with diagnosis, the plan is to continue the conservative treatment, continue the lumbar epidural thoracic epidural and cervical epidural for further relief for the patient. A neuropsych evaluation was ordered. Patient was also provided cervical pillow as well as cord cane. Patient should continue her chiropractic treatment for further manipulation of the same. If the pain continues in the shoulder a lot, I have advised her to rotate her tendon and be injected with steroids to bring further relief. Patient agreed, and she has been very cooperative and compliant. And medication-wise, patient is provided naproxen 500 twice a day, 60 tablets for anti-inflammatory, 10 milligrams twice a day, 90 tablets for muscle relaxation, Zoloft 50 milligram a day tablet, lidocaine gel 5.200 gram for pain relief, Tramadol 50 milligram every 8 hour PRN for Furoscid to every 6 hour PRN, 90 tablets for headaches. As Lyric of 50 gram twice a day for additional pain relief. Her meds were reviewed, labs were reviewed, and she's found to be in compliance. And there is one refill for all the medications.